Yeah, welcome on to the call, head coach of the Elon Finks, Tony Tricciani. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Rob.
Morning. Quite a game that you guys had with Wofford, back and forth, a battle that unfortunately came up just a little short on Saturday. As you've gone back and looked at that game, just give me your impressions.
It was a tough one to walk off the field from, Rob, I'll tell you that. We went out and we played hard. You know, we played for four quarters. We had some self-inflicted wounds, really, in the first half. You know, three pre-snap penalties, a turnover. That led to a short field touchdown. We gave up too many explosive plays in that first half. But we came out, we played much better in the second half. Defensively, we allowed 3 points. We executed, the two-minute drill well at the end of both halves. We lost a game that we could have and should have won, but we've turned the page. We'll learn from it, and we'll be a better football team this week.
First question this morning from Matt Krause. Go ahead, Matt.
Thanks, Coach. You talked about the team's fight and grit on Saturday. How does the last play of Wofford's offensive drive, where when the quarterback has the first down that would have ended the game if he had gone down, but instead Cole makes the hustle play to strip him and get the ball back, how does that kind of encapsulate that fight and grit that you talked about?
Yeah, I feel good that our guys are going to go out and they're bringing the right attitude, and they're going to play with enthusiasm and effort and grit every week. It's something that's been in our DNA as a program the last 5 years. So I'm not surprised to see that. That's who we are. That's who Cole Coleman is. It was a great hustle play. And there are some other guys, around the ball carrier, and Cole made a great play getting that ball out and giving us a chance to go down the field with an opportunity to win the game.
And what impressed you about Jackson Parham on Saturday? I thought he had a tremendous game, showing off some physicality and really doing a good job kind of bodying up defensive backs for Wofford.
Yeah, I was impressed with our ability to make plays on the perimeter. And we have seen it in camp, from Jackson and from Cortez and from Chandler Brayboy, that whole group. I feel good about our depth at the position. But yes, Jackson, he went up and he competed for the ball. And that's what I've seen. I've seen guys make more, competitive catches this year, in camp and on Saturday. And I'm pleased by that.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to switch back a little bit on that defense. As you said, allowing only the 3 points in the second half. Devontae Chandler with a huge game with 11 tackles. And then on the back end, Omar Rogers, a really talented young guy that we saw a little bit in the spring with two interceptions. Just talk about their performance.
Yeah, defensively as a whole, the explosive plays that we gave up, that really left a mark on us in the game. You take away a handful of plays and the yards per play drop considerably. So those left a mark. The touchdown drives of four plays, three plays, and two plays, whether it's a poor run fit or an RPO glance where you nearly break it up, you're inches away from breaking it up and you miss the tackle and it turns into a 71-yard play. We've got to eliminate those explosive plays. But Vontae Chandler, he's coming along and developing his skill set as a linebacker for us. He's going to be around the ball, and so is Omar Rogers. Omar's a really instinctive football player. He's a good tackler. He's got good ball skills, and he's growing up in a hurry. He's a freshman from an eligibility standpoint, but he's not playing like it. And those are two big takeaways that he got for us.
Switching sides of the ball, it's certainly great to see Davis Cheek back out on the field. 312 yards through the air, threw it quite a bit. How did you think he looked, in any rust at all?
No, I think Davis looked good. If you ask Davis, he'll tell you he missed some opportunities and he's going to want some of them back because that's who Davis is. So he's not going to make any excuses about his time off or shaking off some of the dust or rust. I thought he played a good game, and I'm looking forward to seeing him back out this week. I think that was a game that helped him get up to speed and build some more confidence. And so, I think he's going to get better every week.
he touched on it a little bit and Matt's question with he really spread the ball around. Now, Chandler Brayboy had a career game, and Jackson, as Matt touched on, Cortez, we had six catches. The fact that he's played with some of those guys, they've been around a little bit. How good is the connection between him and that receiving group you have?
Yeah, Davis has a great relationship with those receivers. And that whole unit, you know, they're close. They're guys. They're always hanging around together. There's a lot of chemistry there. It's a good group for Davis. I talked about how pleased I was that we made some competitive catches. And I know Davis is equally as pleased about that. You know, he knows he can put the ball where they can go get it, and they're going to compete for it and, you know, win those 50-50 opportunities.
Got a question for you from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, Coach, in the second half, especially on defense, kind of limiting them, you know, after a couple of big plays in the first half, how pleased were you to see the defense tighten up in the second half? And is that something you can really kind of build on?
Yeah, it is. I felt like we settled down. You know, we fit the run better. We eliminated, you know, the explosive plays. We were better from that standpoint. I was pleased with our ability to create takeaways and as well get off the field on third down. We did a nice job on third down on Saturday. So we just need to make people earn the field and tackle better. And, you know, I think we can play like we did in the second half consistently.
You guys hit the road this week to Campbell, and Campbell obviously had a tough game up at Liberty on Saturday, but it's a program that did pretty well last spring. Just as you started to look at them, what are some of the challenges that they'll present?
Well, they're a really good football team. They've got a lot of new faces. You know, they've got a good amount of transfers. And so, you know, we're, you know, working our way through their personnel, you know, today. They played four FBS games in the fall. They did not play in a spring season, and they played those guys tough. I mean, they went, you know, toe-to-toe with App State, Wake Forest, you know, but should have beat Georgia Southern, you know, played a really good Coastal Carolina team. So they've played some good football in the fall season and had a chance to rest up and practice in the spring. They've got a difference maker at quarterback in Williams. He's a super talented athlete. He can run, and he can beat you with his legs, and he can throw the ball, and he's accurate on the run. He scrambles with a purpose. I think he's a real talented football player.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to Campbell, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.